welcome to A Voice of a People live here on WGH Talk. Also streaming live on the web, www.wgh1071.com. You can also download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. Or call in during this live broadcast by calling 740-383-9944. If you have any questions or would like to make any comments in reference to the subject that we will be talking about today. I'd like to share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. There will be no free produce until April the 15th of 2023. Mark your calendar, share with your friends and your neighbors. No free produce until April the 15th of 2023. Last but not least, Inspect Ohio, LLC.
No, I'm sorry.
Let me cross that out. Cheryl Lee is the coordinator of Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as your Good News Clubs, in the Marion City Schools, Elementary Schools, and Marion County Schools, and Union County Elementary School.
North Union.
And many of you may have heard of the Good News Club, and if you want your children or grandchildren to be affiliated with this faith-based after-school program, please go to your elementary schools and to your office and ask for a form. Now, they are also hosting a luncheon and silent auction March the 4th of 2023. It will be held at Cornerstone Alliance Church, Route 4 South. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. Now, the lunch is always good, and they have many items that you have a opportunity to bid on if you like bidding. Also included in that is baked goods. So if you want to donate items, or if you would like to purchase tickets, please call Cheryl Lee at 740-262-0939. And not only that, she's my guest today, so you'll get to hear her and possibly call in and talk to her if you're really interested in being a part of what she's doing in our city, county, and North Union County.
Right.
Praise God for that.
Right.
And thank you for those of you who faithfully listen to A Voice of a People. And if this is your first time, please do not allow this to be your last time. Now I will turn my, well, wait a minute. I do like to open up my show with a thought for today. And let me give you one, okay? Defeating bad habits. Some bad habits are like tyrants. They crowd the head and heart so strongly that under no circumstances do they wish to move. They have enjoyed their undisputed reign over us and will not depart easily. To defeat them, it's important to keep practicing the silence of introspective and to connect to the eternal reservoir of benevolent energy. Hopefully you found that to help you today. And if it has, please reach out to someone else and share that thought for today. And at this time, I will be turning my attention to Cheryl Lee. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Linda. I am just like, my heart is singing.
You Amen.
Know, the sun is out. We've got a warmer temperature today.
Yes.
And then I hear great news about you. We're here talking about my favorite topic. Does it get any better?
God is good. He's good.
Extremely.
He is so good. Sorry, I mean...
It's okay. You can share when you want to.
Yeah, some things just take you by surprise, and you just go along with, when God is moving, you just
yes.
go along with it, right?
So, absolutely.
And I want to be a part of God's movement. I want to be in that stream and in that flow when He's moving it. And sometimes you just can't, you don't have time to do what you wouldn't ordinarily do, like call so-and-so, do this, do that, you know. So, and it has been kind of overwhelming, but praise God, I'm trying to do my best and get things together, right? But Shirley, I know that you are affiliated with Child's Evangelism Fellowship, and you are here to share with our listeners what's on your mind today.
Well, today I would like to talk about the upcoming luncheon and silent auction. It is our one and only real fundraiser for Marion County and North Union School District. And we started about 10 years ago. And so it is an annual event. It's always the first part of March. So if your listeners would keep that in mind, we've moved it to the first Saturday of March because the second Saturday was getting so congested. Mm-hmm. So it is going to be March 4th. You said it was going to be hosted at Cornerstone Alliance Church, which it really is. It's right. Route 4 South and Marion Cardington Road, that church on the corner. The doors do open, and I do want to say this. Cornerstone Alliance Church has been very faithful on letting us host this every year, and they've just been wonderful for us. So I do want to give kudos to them. And then the doors open at 10:30. The event actually starts at 11, but if you want to be an early shopper, because it's going to be a luncheon and a silent auction. And we do know a few things that we've got coming in for gifts, right, for auction items, but we'll be setting up on Friday. And when we set up on Friday, that's when we really find out what we have. It's always so much fun. It's almost overwhelming. And I look at the stuff, I'm like, oh Lord, how is this ever going to sell? And then we just all calm down and we ask God's blessing, and almost everything goes.
That's true.
Because when we ask for items, and if anyone would still like to give an item for the auction, it can be something that you have in your closet that you have received as a gift and you're just waiting to re-gift it. Mm-hmm. Or spring is here and you're decluttering. We will take that clutter.
Right, right.
Or if you wanted to go out and get a gift card or a new item, we would appreciate that. So we just never know what we're going to have. If it is going to be a used item, mm-hmm, we ask that it would be clean and that it would be working.
Right, right.
Because some of the used items bring in the better prices, especially if it's unique.
Right,
if
it's true.
Bright, if it's unique, those items bring in good money for our Good News Clubs and for CEF of Marion. Marion is one county in our 9-county chapter. And we are the first county that set up this luncheon and silent auction fundraiser. And now we have two other counties doing the same thing. And what's nice about it, because everything is donated, even from the food that we are going to serve, we're going to be having a spaghetti dinner. Mm-hmm. So someone is donating the noodles, someone's donating, you know, the fixings for the spaghetti sauce, and that's what I'm talking about, donating.
Right, right.
And so when we have this event, with the exception of what we pay the custodian for their time and for them to come in and see after we have cleaned things up that there's no damage to the facility, which I think is real cheap insurance.
Right, right.
It is 100% profit for us. And that is huge.
That is huge.
When we're coming back from, you know, we're just trying to rebuild from COVID. You know, we lost sponsors through that time, through illness, through death, through companies having to downsize, inflation, types of things.
Oh, yeah. It's been rough past for 3 years.
Yes, it has. And we're rebuilding. We're mm-hmm. rebuilding our base of supporters. So, again, if you can't come to the event on the 4th, you could call Linda here at the station, or you could call myself at 740-262-0939. And we can set you, or Linda would pass on your information to me.
Right.
But I can talk to you about how you can be set up as a monthly supporter. And if people would give just $20 a month, a lot of 20s add up fast.
Yes, they do.
And
yes,
when they're monthly, that makes it easier for us throughout the year to support our staff. We only have four. We have Mike Todd, who is our missionary director, and then we have three ladies, and we're lucky to have one here in Marion, mm-hmm. Janice Benn. And so, and as an organization, we still have to have liability insurance. So there are still expenses that go with any ministry.
Right, right.
And that's where your monthly support would help. That's where this month, this Child Evangelism Fellowship Luncheon and Silent Auction on March 4th at right. Cornerstone Alliance Church
yes.
is going to help. And we have a real tight budget. We're not frivolous at all. And in fact, I'm just amazed at what we can get accomplished, because we are now, Linda, we are hosting 80 Good News Clubs.
Wow.
Throughout our counties.
Isn't that something? 80.
80.
Wow. How we've grown.
It's an after-school program, mm-hmm. so it fits a niche. And we are not competing against, and a lot of people have probably heard about LifeWise now, mm-hmm. which is coming through the state by storm because it has the notoriety of a Buckeye, a former Buckeye player.
Hmm.
And so...
what's it called again? Statewide?
No, it's LifeWise.
LifeWise.
And that is a release time program. So we are an after-school program.
Right.
That's a release time program. And then in your high school, you have your Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Right.
So the more, my thinking, the more avenues we can get into the schools for kids to pop in
mm-hmm.
weekly and hear about God's principles from His Word,
right.
the better off we are as a community, as a school. So we are not competing with any of these other programs. If anything, we're empowering them, because
right.
we're in the elementaries and we're training the children in God's principles and in the Bible, so that as they go into middle school and high school, they would be more willing to go into the other programs
mm-hmm,
and continue growing. Because you and I know that going to church for 1 hour of Sunday school, maybe.
Right.
Because a lot of families only go to church, and then they have children's church.
Right.
But that doesn't feed the soul. You know, if we did that as adults, we would be spiritually starved.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So, again, I'd like to invite anyone who would like to come aboard as a sponsor, but come to the luncheon on March 4th. It's just a lot of fun.
Yes, it is a lot of fun.
Now, my husband and I... we've recently retired, Inspect Ohio, and we are 100% retired, so that is quite an adjustment. And he wanted to kind of just break away for an evening. So I have an adult niece who is a blogger, and I had asked her, because she is the traveling praters, and so she's always going to these boutique hotels and shopping at these boutique shops and things of this sort. So I had asked her months ago about, you know, different places to go, and she gave me a name of a hotel in Mount Vernon, Ohio called the Grand Hotel. My husband and I went over there, and it is absolutely wonderful. So I asked them, because I'm bold, and I have no shame, if they ever gave certificates out for, you know, any type of organizations. And they gave us an overnight stay as an auction item. And what's really nice about it is this hotel has been built in the Victorian era, but it was built in 2016. So there's no creaky floors, there's no drafts, And it is just absolutely beautiful, and it's right on the square of Mount Vernon. And Mount Vernon has that quaint roundabout square with all these quaint shops and eateries. So I'm really pleased to be able to offer that as an auction item. We also have businessmen and women of the community who have given us items, and next week I'll have all of that compiled, and I'll be able to share with your listeners, Linda, as to, you know, who is going to be there and some of the things that they're going to be offering. But today I'd also like to run through the churches who are supporting this event by being a table sponsor. And a table sponsor, we also have men and women, businessmen and women of the community, but I'll walk through those next week. A table sponsor is simply someone who will support us by giving $100, and that's money we can count on before the doors are even open. And these are churches in our community. Now, they're not going to be in alphabetical order, but they started out that way, not finished. Anyways, they didn't finish up that way. All Souls Church in Green Camp, Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Cornerstone Alliance Church, Marion First Free Will Baptist, Prospect Street United Methodist in Marion, Redeemer Church, Salem Evangelical Church, First Baptist of Richwood, Grace Community Church Radnor, Caledonia United Memorial Methodist Church, Word of Life Christian Center Marion, Grace Baptist Church Marion, Fight Memorial Baptist Church Marion, and Prospect.
Shirley, start that list over again.
I can. All Souls Church.
Let them know what it was. What your.
Okay, these are table sponsors. A table sponsor is someone who will pay $100 for the event, and what it's simply saying is they believe in us. They believe in the organization. They believe in what we're doing. They believe in our cause.
Right.
And this is money that we can count on before the doors are even open. Now, we have men and women, businessmen and women, who also came aboard, but I wanted to split the list up. So we're doing the churches today, and the next week when we talk, I'll share the men and women, the businessmen and women of the community. All Souls Church is in Green Camp, Community Christian Fellowship, Prospect, Cornerstone Alliance Church, Marion First Free Will Baptist, Prospect Street United Methodist, Marion, Redeemer Church, Marion, Salem Evangelical Church, Marion, First Baptist Church of Richwood, Grace Community Church, Radnor, Caledonia United Memorial Methodist Church, Word of Life Christian Center, Marion, Grace Baptist Church, Marion, Fight Memorial Baptist Church, Marion, Prospect Baptist Church, Prospect. And that is 14 churches that have faithfully come aboard and said, yes, we believe in your cause. We believe in the children of our community. And I know there's other churches out there, too, that financially they couldn't help maybe this time, or we didn't get to them and knock on their door. There's multiple reasons why. So I just wanted to let the community know that these are churches who have supported us. Oh, and Tommy Reese's church, Rock Foundation.
Solid Rock.
Mm-hmm. Pastor Reese, great guy, He and his church came aboard. We had a partnership breakfast in June, and he and his church stepped up, and they started working in the TAF school, after-school program. So pray about that, because it went from one teacher to a new teacher.
Right, right.
And the club has diminished some.
Oh, it has.
I'm not saying anything bad about Tommy, because he's a wonderful person. But when a club is used to one personality, and we had some other spiritual problems there too.
Okay.
You know, we have spiritual warfare getting into these schools. And
true.
Because, you know, Satan is running rampant in our schools.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had different problems.
Right.
So pray for Taft School, that club will come back,
right.
club will grow.
Right.
We've only got about 4 more weeks before we call it a season.
Isn't that something? Seems like it just opened up.
I know. And we'll start going into our summer, our summer ministries.
Wow.
So we're year-round ministries. Also, Central Baptist Church, they were not able to get in front of their deacons in time for approval, but they came to the partnership breakfast in June, and they've got a real strong team that went to Pleasant.
Right.
And they've been doing the Pleasant, which allowed our part-time staff to step over to a couple other schools, and we had a young woman named Cindy Bentley who came. We've had the partnership breakfast for 2 years.
Okay.
Came the year before, she stepped up and took 2 schools. Which allowed all of the schools in Marion County to be covered.
Praise
to be
God.
Covered that is such with the Good News Club. God is
praise
working.
Praise God. Such a testimony. Wow.
And so having said that, I'd like to go ahead and please let any pastor or heads of missions, heads of ladies prayer group or men's prayer group, anyone who would be interested in knowing more and helping out more, please come to this luncheon on March 4th, or we're going to host another partnership breakfast, which will be
in June again.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
It'll be June 15th. The location is to be determined. We've normally have it at Cornerstone, and I would like to do that again, but I've not put it on the schedule yet, so I'll have to get that done. But it will be, the date will be June 15th. That is on our calendar. And that's for leadership of the churches and their wives,
right,
to come and have a breakfast with us and learn more about what we can do for them and what they can do for us, which ultimately does for the children of the community.
Right.
And that's
right.
The goal.
That's great. That is really great. Well, God is doing a lot of things, a lot of good things. And the enemy is doing some things too, because our video ended and I had to restart up our video again. So once again, this is Linda Sims live here on WGH Talk. And we also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. And don't forget, you can always call in by calling 740-383-9944. My guest today is Cheryl Lee. She is the coordinator for Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Clubs in our elementary schools in Marion, Ohio, Marion County, and North Union Counties. So we are so glad to have her here today, and she's here to share a lot of information with you. She just finished telling you about the churches who have donated for the luncheon and silent auction, which will be held March the 4th,
right,
at Cornerstone Alliance Church, Route 4 South. Doors open at 10:30.
Correct.
Tell them about the luncheon again. What will we be eating?
Well, the luncheon is $10 a person.
Right.
And it's going to be a full spaghetti dinner. We're going to have spaghetti with a meat sauce, actually meatballs. For those of you who do not want the meatballs, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can just give you the sauce.
Right.
Or for those of you who do not want the sauce and you want the meatballs, we can do that too.
Right, right.
We are going to have a salad, a bread, a toasted bread, a dessert, and then a drink. Oh, also, Linda, we're going to have clubbers come in and sing. They're going to be singing 4 songs.
Wow.
And the children who go to the Good News Clubs, it's always fun to watch them sing. So they're going to come in. They can also have lunch with us, and we're giving them a free hot dog
dinner
for the children who are coming in and performing for us.
Great, great. They sang pretty good, too. I remember hearing them last year. It used to be they were so quiet singing, but now they're loud and getting that voice out there and praising God, you know.
Right.
And Jan?
Yes, Jan Benn.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she's good. She's good with the children. Yes, she is. How many schools does she have right now?
Okay, Jan is our part-time staff, mm-hmm. and, you know, she has to raise her financing. She has to raise her support, so if anybody would like to, you know, back her and help her, that would be great, too. She is actually doing Monday through Thursday in Marion County, mm-hmm. A school each day, and then Friday she does a Zoom club in a different county.
Where does she get the energy? Oh, my.
I know. Praise God, she's younger than us.
Amen. Amen. Still, that's a lot. I mean, but
it is.
I know she has it down as a routine, and she loves it. So that makes it easier for her to do.
It's her calling.
Right.
It really is her calling. And I think when, you know, I think all of us should be busy in the church, whether we... I hate that when we did the study on the gifts, because that gave, I think, people the excuse not to do something.
Really?
And they'll, you know, because I've had people say, well, that's not my gift. And I'm like, but there's a need here.
Right.
And you know, and oftentimes God calls us away from what we think our gift is to do something else.
Right, right.
And so that's my thinking on that study of the gifts.
You may be correct.
But because oftentimes people are available, but they won't do it because it's not their gift. But these children need taught.
Wow.
And to go out into the community and teach these children. And when we're asking for help, it doesn't mean that you have to be the lead teacher.
Right.
But just sit with the kids in the club.
Right.
You know, just crowd control.
Read a story.
That's right. These kids
help prepare the snacks.
That's right. And they love it. They love it. This is one organization that we are not age discriminate. Mm-hmm. Because these kids love men and women.
Right.
Who they can just... Sometimes I think they want to be ornery. So that we say, will you take them and sit with them?
Right.
You know,
right.
Because they want to be snuggled up with that
senior citizen. That's true. And then we're looking at after school. They've already been in school all day long. So that plays a part with them, too. Like, now I still have to sit down a little bit longer instead of running outside to play or, you know, walking home with my friends or hopping on the bus, right? So all those things have a play in these children's lives after school. So it'd be nice if we could, like, run around the school, right, a couple of times and come in and sit down, right?
Get the wigglies out. Well, and, you know,
yeah.
I think a lot of our teams, they do a good job on when they're singing the songs, getting them up, doing the motions.
Yes.
You know, I think that they do a good job. Shoot, Linda, there have been times when my team, different schools have different personalities.
Yes.
So the different clubs have different personalities. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
And there's been times when I've gone into my club and they are just like so wired. It's like, okay, everyone, run in place for 5 minutes.
There you go. There you go.
And they're kind of like really. I don't think anyone ever makes it for the full 5 minutes. You know, because they're starting out really fast and then they start slowing down. But it helps get that energy, like
yes,
you said, to burn that energy and kind of set the tone for rest of our club time. And these kids, they're great. I don't care what live wires you have or how calm they are. These kids are great.
Yes.
There's such a variety of personalities. And you never know from week to week what your club's going to be like.
Right.
That's when you have to really depend on the Lord.
That's true.
And you're calling on the Holy Spirit to go before you.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And then from school to school, the personalities are just so different in the clubs.
Right.
And however, having said that, the personality in our lead teachers are different too.
Yes, they are.
And it's really neat the way God has kind of led us the personalities to the schools that match those personalities. It's really neat to see. Plus, the fact is, like when we're talking about Janice, she's got, her call is truly for children.
Yes, it is.
But that doesn't mean other people who aren't listening to us right now couldn't come and support her.
Right.
Couldn't come and help her with taking attendance, taking, you know, getting out the
right,
snacks.
Right.
Listening to the children do their memory verses.
Yes.
That doesn't take a talent.
No, it does not.
That just takes the willingness to be obedient, to go out and make disciples of the world.
It's so true.
And so if you're willing to be obedient to God, it may not be as easy as it is for Jan because it truly is her gift.
Right, right.
But he's still going to bless our effort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's still going to bless our effort because I don't think teaching is my strong point. I think promoting is.
Oh, yeah.
You know, promoting
is. That's your gift.
But yet,
and fundraising, yes.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna turn away from these children either. And when I take that attitude, and I'm like, okay, Lord, use me, my clubs go so much smoother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it really is just let God use you.
Yes, yes, yes,
just
yes.
Just let God lead you, and be willing to be flexible. You know, just He'll do it.
Yes, He
if
will.
You're willing, He will. Multiply your effort.
Yes, he will. Wow. Getting ready for the 9th, you said a 10th silent auction.
It is our 10th annual.
Yes, 10th annual.
And
luncheon
March 4th.
And silent auction, mm-hmm. which is a good time. Good food,
mm-hmm.
good time.
Good
nice
fellowship.
Good fellowship. All the nice items that you have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just an afternoon. It starts at
The doors open at 10:30, so if you come early and you register, you get your bidding number, you can start shopping.
Mm-hmm.
The call to attention is at 11, and we kind of walk through how the silent auction works, and then it just goes from there. You know, we do have a program with a schedule in it.
Mm-hmm.
That can be tweaked. That's always tweaked a little
right,
to
course.
And fro.
Yes.
But the auction is over at 1. The auction is over at 1, and we ask everyone to sit down. Mike Todd, during our lunch,
mm-hmm.
Mike Todd will share some of the statistics of Marion County and of the county, you know, because people enjoy listening to how we are growing from time
right.
to from year to year. And he has some nice videos to share with us. So it's just fast. It's fast paced.
Wow.
So if you come, bring a friend, I can guarantee, and Linda will vouch for this, I say this every year, I can guarantee you will have a great time.
Yes, you will.
I will not guarantee you'll get what you want.
Right, but you won't leave empty-handed.
No,
I
you won't.
I bet you that.
No. And keep in mind, it's a fundraiser.
Yes, fundraiser.
We put money on the items. Maybe they're not worth the money that we're putting on them, but we start them with a starting bid.
Oh, yes.
And then it goes up from there by at the minimum a dollar.
Right.
But if you really want something, you'd be wise to put $5 or $10 above the last, you know, the last bid.
So true, so true.
Anyways, it's not, if you're coming for, you know, garage sale bargains, you're not going to find them. We're not outrageous.
Right, that's true.
We're not outrageous, but it is a fundraiser.
But
yeah.
It's not bad either. Mm-hmm. I mean, I haven't had any complaints about all these years I've been gone. I don't think I've missed one. If I did, it's possibly only one. I'm usually there, so.
Right.
Yeah.
And it is. We have people come from Bucyrus. We
yes.
have people come from Shelby, Ohio, and Columbus. We'll be sharing a story of a woman who believes in our cause, and her church has caught the fever.
Well, good.
From Cambridge, Ohio.
Okay.
125 miles away.
Wow.
And in our November luncheon and silent auction, she is faith, her church, ladies, in about October will say, when's the auction? Are you going to be taking the baked goods up?
Mm-hmm.
Because years ago, they started making us baked goods.
Is this the one that's held in Kenton, Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
In November. And so she has brought those up faithfully every year. And she always takes back the report to the ladies. Mm-hmm. Well, her church, through her, just because of her dedication, her church last year made over $1,700 for us. And we're going to walk through how that happened.
Wow, that is great.
Uh-huh.
Great news.
It
wow.
is.
Wow.
It
the
is.
People, you know, it's. I think it's all about God's love. And people really don't understand God's love. But when you understand that God loves you and he's not mad at you and he's not trying to punish you because of things that are going on in your life. He just wants to share his love with you, you mm-hmm. know, and that's what the children feel when they are in those good news clubs. They feel God's love. They understand way better than we do as adults sometimes that God loves us.
Mm-hmm.
And when he reaches out to other people and bring them into the fold, like mm-hmm. the word says, you know, they may not have started with us, but that doesn't mean they're not part of us, right?
That's right.
Right. And these ladies that have taken an interest in that, who would have known? It takes God's love to touch people's hearts and minds, mm-hmm. you know, to help these things grow. And I'm just overwhelmed about every elementary school in the city of Marion. How long and how hard did we fight for that?
Right.
And here it is.
That's right. And Linda, what I would really like to do now is start promoting the middle schools again.
Right.
And I'd like to see if we can't get teams, people of interest to be, because maybe the elementary is a little bit young for them and they like to teach the older children, and that is fine, because
that
I know
is fine.
You know, I know the teachers are like that, you know, they start out with the younger kids and then they start graduating to the older ones.
So, like I did.
Yeah, and that is fine, you know?
Yeah, it was.
But so now I'd like to, because Child Evangelism Fellowship has wonderful curriculum.
Yes, it
for
does.
Middle school and for high school.
Yes.
But we have never been able to, we put it into Grant. And what a spiritual warfare that is.
Oh, and still is.
And before we go back into these middle schools, we have to have prayer warriors
mm-hmm.
who are praying and opening those doors. The doors are open.
Yes.
We have the right to be in there from 2001, a Supreme Court decision. So that's not the problem.
No.
The problem is the spiritual doors.
Yes, it
have
is.
To be open. We had a possibility of over 900 children to come to our Good News Club, or JYC, that Linda and a team were prepared mm-hmm. to teach. You were there, what, 3 years?
Yeah.
And the last year she there, she had one faithful child
one
attending
faithful.
Every week. One yes. faithful child. And we'll go.
Yes.
We'll go for that child.
Yes.
But out of over 900 possibilities.
Right. Only one.
And not everyone is busy after school.
No.
Sorry.
No.
I don't believe it. Not everyone is on a sports team. Not everyone is working after school.
No.
Not everyone has to go home and babysit after school. It is a spiritual battle, because this is the age group that
the
really
enemy.
Starts defining
yes.
children.
Yes, and their adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the ones that the enemy really is fighting the hardest.
Exactly.
You know, because everything goes. You can be what you want to be. And, I thought, I was talking to some ladies, and I thought, maybe we should stop telling our children that you can be what you want to be. You know, because that's really sending anymore the right message, the wrong message.
Uh-huh.
Because now they have so many different options, whether they want to be a male or a female and mm-hmm. that type of thing, you know, and or fur babies. It's just gone to another level.
Or when we're teaching the children, you can be whatever you want.
Right.
As long as you have God first.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, well, that takes care of it, doesn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
You put God first. Put him, let him be your beacon and light. Let him direct your path.
Right.
And what you think you may want.
Right.
Maybe something that he is going to guide you away from. Because you'd be happier in another career,
yeah.
another job,
another career. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to be careful about that, because you know it's like they can turn you in or what you say.
But
and how you say it, you know that, right?
So yes, but we still have to be bold.
Yes,
and stand
yes,
firm.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. You know, tides are changing.
God says to stand firm, and
yes,
and you're right, Linda. I think that's why it's real critical right now to stay in the schools, have good standing
yes,
in the
is.
Schools, and our curriculum is just historical principles in the Bible. You know, we're standing right with, we don't really put our own gesture in there.
True.
You know, and.
Right, we can't. It has to be God's word. I mean, that's where the power is. There's no power in me and what I say.
That's right.
You know, if it's God's word, then there's the power, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they understand the difference.
They do. They do. And they're such good kids. They really, really are. And also, when you're praying, like, you know, our volunteers, we meet once a month. We regroup, we organize, we talk about our clubs, because one lead teacher may be having a problem here in this
mm-hmm,
school,
mm-hmm.
but someone else has already dealt with that.
Right.
And when we share it, then we realize we're not isolated in this issue. You know, this child is not unique.
Yes, you're so
you know,
right.
This child is just sinful. And not necessarily sinful either, because they're just wired differently.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, and so we learn from each other how to deal with it, and that's absolutely, to have that support system is absolutely wonderful. We pray for each other.
Oh yeah,
we pray for our clubs. You know, we pray for our families, and again, that
yes,
support
yes.
is wonderful.
Yes, it is.
And so I'd like your listeners to start. You know, continue praying for us.
Yes, please. Prayer warriors, stand up and pray for our city schools.
That's right.
Yes,
pray for our
students.
City schools, and pray that men and women will come forward
yes.
to get into the middle schools.
Oh, yes.
To get
yes.
into the middle schools. That would be...
terrific.
It would be wonderful. It's reaching more kids.
Yes.
It's reaching
yes,
more kids.
Yes, yes.
And if these kids can be reached in the school, then they can start going to church.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
and yes. that helps the community. So, I mean, it's a win-win.
It is a win-win situation. And we're teaching good habits,
mm-hmm.
good character,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just how to be...
Christ-like.
Christ-like. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Be Christ-like.
Mm-hmm.
And we just pray that those of you who are listening heard something that you can share with your friends and your neighbors and your family members. Luncheon and Silent Auction. Give them the details once again.
Luncheon and Silent Auction for Child Evangelism Fellowship to support the Good News Clubs and our other ministries, our five-day clubs and our ministries in the fairs and street fairs, wherever their children are, we will be there. It is March 4th, next Saturday, at Cornerstone Alliance Church on Route 4 South and Marion Cardington Road, the corner of. The doors open at 10:30. The event is over. You will be out the door by 2. The auction is over by 1. And then we award all the items to people, which is still a lot of fun to see what you didn't get and what somebody else paid for. Or if you brought something and donated, you'll see how much your item went for, which is always a lot of fun too. So everything we do that morning is talking about Child Evangelism Fellowship. You'll learn a little bit about us. You'll be able to talk to Mike on a one-to-one if you're willing or wanting to get involved.
We are out of time. Thank you, Shirley, and thank you for listening to A Voice of a People live here today. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For the famous cookie man, Wally Amos.
And around the corner comes George and Barbara Bush. The first thing that occurred to me to do was to play I went to the chief. and George was just glad to know what to do. And Bobby just started dancing.
To legendary talk show host Phil Donahue.
Mamma Mary O'Hara, the most hated woman in America who took prayer out of public school. You know, we had a wonderful, wonderful odyssey there. I would wish it on anybody that I love. This was a fabulous thing that happened to me. 29 years, and imagine what happened during those times. And we talked about it, and this show had my name on it. It was wonderful. You got to meet everybody, and, you know, I'll just never forget it. I'm glad it happened. I feel blessed.
You ever think of an epitaph?
Yeah, I have. A couple of them. One would be, here lies Billy Dunn's Den. The other one I think might be good is the caller there.
To the First Lady of Stand-Up Comedy, Phyllis Diller.
But it was kind of interesting because Phyllis Diller kind of always played on this, hey, I'm ugly image.
Well, baby, let me put it like this. I used to get so much revenue for playing witches. That's witches, as in Halloween. And darling, after I had that first beautiful facelift, I never again was offered a witch role.
Is that right?
Now that tells you a lot.
It definitely does.
And my social life improved.
The talk show pioneer, Sally Jesse Raphael.
All they wanted was shock value. And so they put in producers to do that kind of show. And I kept saying, no, I won't, no, I won't, no, I won't, no, I won't. And I made a conscious decision to do what I didn't want to do because I needed the money. And I had various family members who were ill, and the bills were pretty high, and I had to support these people. So I did what I didn't want to do. And eventually they put me out of my misery by firing me. And